Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Eat a lot of mozzarella cheese. Your girlfriend's super hot, tardy Stephanie. And your little Tesla is bougie.
Welcome to the internship. Congratulations, you are now getting your college credits along with me, Intern Anthony. My real name's Anthony Malerba, and I'm part of Karen Carson in the Morning on New 102.7. Thanks so much for being here with me. For years, you've known me as Intern Anthony, so I thought, why not open up that internship, let you be a part of my life, let you see the things I'm curious about, let you hear the things that I want to talk about that sometimes we really can't on the radio. We can't talk about certain things on the radio. So in this internship, there is nothing off limits. There's nothing that is not going to happen. Anything can and will happen here. I've been an intern with Karen for about 10 years now. This is my 10th year as an intern, and people are always calling the show, you know, hey, when is he not going to be an intern? Give him a full-time job. Shit like that. I do have a full-time job. I actually have a career here, but I was legitimately Intern Anthony at one point. I only worked here for 6 weeks, did my internship, finished it, and I thought I was going to move on. I thought I was going to go back to what I was doing before. And if you don't know me well, let me help you learn my background, where I come from, who I was before I was Intern Anthony. So I grew up in Bensonhurst in Brooklyn, which the model of success for being a Bensonhurst kid, which is now over the years done the migration in the Staten Island. It's now the Staten Island model of success. If you get a city job, your significant other gets a city job, you work for 25 years, you come home, you retire, and then you live off that pension until you die. That was the start and finish line for Bensonhurst, for Brooklyn, for a lot of parts of New York, I guess. That's the measurement of success. I never wanted that as a kid. I knew that I didn't want to be part of the 9-to-5 lifestyle. I knew I didn't want to be a doctor or a lawyer. I was also not smart enough to be a doctor or a lawyer. I was a shit test taker, man. I was horrible at that. I would remember it as the teacher was saying it, and I'd remember it while I was studying it too, anything. And then when that test got put in front of me, man, it was like someone hit me over the back of the head. I could never, ever take a test. I sucked, royally sucked at taking tests. So anything book smart was out of the question for me. I also didn't want that city job kind of lifestyle. I did apply to be a firefighter when I was younger. And that's all those city tests are so corrupt. There's not one that gives you a legitimate score. They give different grades out, and it's just, you got to pay to get the grade, shit like that. It's very corrupt. But I applied to be a firefighter, and if I would have gotten the job, I don't know if I would have been happy taking that job, because again, it was that Bensonhurst model of go get a city job, work the city job, retire in 25 years, live off your pension. That's what you were expected to do. That was the model of success. A lot of people joke around now, and I see all the memes and videos online in Staten Island that's where I live now is Staten Island, is that the Staten Island power couple is a man with a city job and the woman with a job in nursing or something like that. And, you know, so on, and different jobs like that, different kinds of couples. I just never wanted it. I never wanted to do something like that. I always knew I needed some kind of creative outlet in the job that I had. So I gave up on all that stuff, and I wanted to be in entertainment. I knew that I wanted that. When I was a kid, anytime the camera was in front of me, anytime the camera was in front of anyone in the family, I made sure I was in front of that camera. I was always destined to do shit like this. I just didn't know what it was going to be. And if you told me 10 years ago that I'd be doing a podcast, and then if you Googled Intern Anthony, that millions of searches would come up to see what people were curious about Intern Anthony, I would have never fucking believed you, because more than 10 years ago, what I did for a living was slice cold cuts. I loved it in the moment. I started at 14 years old. I worked in a place called Ravioli Fair in Bensonhurst, and they treated me awesome. I'm still very close with the family who owned Ravioli Fair, but 14 years old. You know, my friends were going out, messing around, smoking weed in the park, getting with girls, doing things in the park, you know, extracurricular activities. And, you know, they'd stop by the deli on the way to the park. Hey, coming out? No, I can't. I got to cut another quarter pound of supersata. So, no, I can't come out with you guys tonight. Sorry. It taught me to work hard. It definitely taught me to work hard. But at 14 years old, I was slicing cold cuts. I was on a heavy-duty slicer that if I would have stuck my fingers in, I would have had stubs. And that was at 14 years old. And I worked there up until I was like 17. And it was hard. I mean, you worked your ass off to do things like that. And the people were so nasty that came in. I would make food for these people that were coming in, ordering sandwiches and things like that. And even at 14, 15 years old, I knew that you were supposed to treat food handlers correctly because they're handling your food. But man, I had people come in that were so nasty to me. And we'll get into details on that as the podcast goes on. But I had people come in that were so incredibly, disgustingly nasty to me. You wouldn't believe the things that some of these people said. And I was 14 years old. And we'll talk about that. We'll get into, maybe we'll dedicate an entire podcast episode to the things I've seen and done in a deli. But while I was working in those delis, I worked in a couple of them. Ravioli Fair, Teresa's Place, which was on 13th Avenue in Bensonhurst, and Papa Pasquale, which is still there. It's on 15th Avenue. In Bensonhurst, too. While I was there, I would make parody songs about the other guys and girls that I worked with. I would do voice impressions of all the customers that would come in. And at home, I was making YouTube videos. I was putting up Instagram videos. I was doing anything I could have to boost numbers on my social media to get noticed somehow, some way. Because I knew that the Bensonhurst dream of being a firefighter, sanitation worker, and things like that, I knew I wasn't going to do it. I couldn't have done it.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I wouldn't have been okay with that. I would rather have struggled than do one of those jobs. So I posted a bunch of these videos. In high school, I did a YouTube show called The Ant Show, where I would go out and mess around with people in public, do pranks. It was so illegal, the shit that I was doing. I never got anyone's permission to record them. I'd just stick a camera in their face and mess with them. I did a couple of videos on my voice impressions. I sent it to Ellen. I sent it to the Impractical Jokers to see if they would look at it. And no one ever gave a shit. But then I met a high-up executive at what was then CBS Radio. I was like 16 years old. I didn't have an ounce of experience. And I flat out asked for a job almost immediately. And we developed our relationship over the years, but eventually I finally got the call back and I started my internship. And that's where Intern Anthony was created. And I legitimately was Intern Anthony for a little while. It was 6 weeks long, the internship. And I want you to imagine this as a boy from Bensonhurst. You know, the New York fan base for sports, they're diehard fans. And when I got the internship, I knew it was going to be 6 weeks, and I knew I was going to be spread out around different radio stations that were under one umbrella company. And this guy asks me, do you want to work with a sports station, WFAN, which to a lot of kids, I mean, their idols work there. They grew up on WFAN. They listened to it. I leaned in and I said, whatever you do, do not send me to a sports station. I will have no idea what I'm doing. As if I got the set to start listing demands of what I want done on my internship now at this point. But I didn't. I never did. I skipped. I just almost fell out of my chair. I never wound up working with a sports station, thank God, because I probably would have been fired on the spot. I don't know sports. I never did. I never liked them. My dad tried to get me into them. I didn't give a shit. I would sit on the side at all of the games. My dad's thing was baseball, so I would always be put forcefully on baseball teams. And what I would do during the games is instead of actually play, because they never picked me to play anything, I sucked. They would put me on the bench, and during the entire game, I would do play-by-play commentary for the team instead of actually playing the game. So, like, there'd be people up to bat. There, you know, it'd be focusing on pitching. And I'd be on the side going, here's number 33. What's he going to do? Is he going to be able to bring in some runs? Let's see what's going to happen. The coaches would come up and be like, Anthony, you got to stop. We're trying to do a game here. So the internship obviously had no sports involved. It was all music stations. I worked with some big people who, I'm so proud to have learned and been a part of their lives over the years. And when the internship started, I was like stapling papers, getting coffee, filling up sodas. There was one job requirement at one of the radio stations I worked for. The job requirement was to get this man a soda every morning, then a cup of ice, not mix it together until he got to the radio station. And then once he got there, fill in the ice with the soda. That was my job. And after a couple of weeks of that, because I bit my tongue for a couple of weeks, because, hey, it wasn't the deli anymore. I wasn't slicing cold cuts from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. anymore. I was really happy. I'm making shit money. I was making like $300 a week. It cost more to get to the city, park the car, fill it with gas, get back home from the city than it did to actually work. But I was just happy to be there. So I didn't care about filling the sodas and ice as soon as this host got in. But after weeks of that, I was like, no, you know, stand up for yourself. And I said, hey, I can do voices. You know, I got the balls to go out there and mess with people on the street. I've done videos like this before. Can you let me do it? Can you let me just show you what I can do for 2 seconds? And if you don't like it, forget it. I'll go back and staple papers and I'll fill up this guy's goddamn soda. And they said, yeah, go ahead, try it. I went out on the street as Donald Trump. This was when he was starting to run for president first time. And as Trump, I got in a fight with a homeless woman out on the street. And it was great audio. There was great stuff there. I was telling her, look, I mean, you're so incredibly dirty. We're going to wash you and you're going to come work with me at the White House. It's really wonderful stuff. I'm going to take care of you. Believe me. She took offense and we got in a huge fight, as she should have taken offense. I was being offensive. I was 17 years old. I didn't know how to not be offensive. But they loved it. They loved the content that it created. And that 6-week internship turned into a part-time job where I was still technically, I guess, Intern Anthony, because I was still interning for the stations. And then that part-time job turned into a full-time career. And I'm very lucky to be here. I'm very lucky because 11 years ago, if you would have walked into one of the delis I was working in and you would have said, hey, guess what? 10 years from now, you're going to be doing a podcast based on the nickname that the entire tri-state area has given you and will not let you remove, called Intern Anthony. I probably would have went to the bathroom in my pants immediately in the deli, but that wouldn't have been a good look at all. I hope you stick with me for this podcast. I have tons of stories to tell you, things that are going to make your jaw hit the floor. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow me on social media at anthony.malerba on Instagram and at anthony.malerba on TikTok. Much funnier stuff on TikTok, by the way, because I can be a little bit more politically incorrect on there. That's going to do it for this episode of The Internship. We will see you next week right here on The Internship. I'll give you 3.5 college credits for being a part of this internship today. I'm Anthony Malerba. See you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.